Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's a Thursday, and
that's how the work week
June
works.
8th, 2 o'clock, and it feels like it's fall day.
It does. It does. God, what a great day, though.
It's a great day. It's a good fat man weather day.
Okay, explain yourself and show your work.
Well, fat men like to sweat when it's hot. Well, they don't like to sweat when it's hot. Let me clarify. Fat, big guys, when it's hot, sweat. This is good fat man weather.
Because we're not going to sweat as much.
You're not going to sweat as much. You're going to have swamp ass.
How do you know fat guys don't like to sweat?
Dude, I talked about this with Bull all the time. Mm? It's good fat man weather.
Wait. So you talked with one fat man, and now that is informed fat man weather for all fat men.
Listen, there's a lot of fat guys in radio.
So you've run it by all of us? You've got a quorum going?
What do you think? Is this fat guy weather?
No. I don't know what fat guy weather is. It's probably Siberia minus 50 degree weather.
It's just like cloudy, overcast, and like 70 degrees.
It's like good fat man weather.
This is maybe the most offensive thing any of you have ever said
to me. Oh, come on. You're not going to sweat when you walk outside is the point.
Okay, why do you think that's such a... Okay, I understand, we're fat, we sweat more. I do understand the premise. But why do you think we're so averse to this? We're like, just give me...
You enjoy that?
Give me some of that overcast, maybe a little bit of that wildfire smoke from Canada so I can just not sweat.
So it'd take you twice as long to work up a sweat as it normally would.
Just admit it.
No, I actively like hotter weather. I have no problem sweating.
You like to sweat. You like getting swamp, you know what?
Well, yeah, I don't have much of an ass, so there's not a lot of swamp back there. Maybe I'd feel differently if I had a little bit of junk in my trunk, but I don't. Got that
just
below
wait till
average
training
Hungarian
camp.
Ass.
We got to see it at training camp. We got to see the sleeveless come out a couple times.
Oh,
we know
yeah.
how that is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was for the people. That wasn't for me.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Nice farmer's tan.
You know, I was having a great day.
After the last couple of days, me being picked on, it's your turn.
Oh, wow, poor Dustin Fox.
Yeah, poor me.
Did Dustin get picked on?
I did.
How? Show your work.
You've been bullying everybody the last couple of days.
Show your work.
What do you mean?
I mean, show your work.
McGinnis?
No, you did that to yourself.
Magninis. I'm Dustin Fox here on behalf of Magninis. I don't know if you've ever been to Manini's.
Meet me.
That was Keith. I think here's the problem. You think I bully you when really it's Keith bullies both of us.
Give us a good stromboli. Get a little stromboli. Maybe a little bit of moth to Choli. I don't know.
We need somebody to make a t-shirt of the show that says Magninis on it, like it's a restaurant.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Living in Exile on Twitter. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Now am I going
to
get made fun of?
Saying, fellow fat guy here.
Okay, what'd he say?
Get ready for it. Yep. Working outside, doing a physical job. This is a great fat guy weather. Yes, but he works outside. It's totally different.
What do you mean?
You're just casting aspersion on all fatties.
Well, I know you this morning you probably took a nice walk outside.
I did, and yeah. I was like, God, this is great. I'm working up a sweat.
You're thinking, this is great fat man weather.
No, because where I was, a little downwind to here, the sun was out. It was about 5 degrees hotter, because it always is, because we're not right off the lake. About, 75 degrees? Yeah, I worked up a little sweat. So how dare you?
You shower?
No, dear God,
unlike
no.
some people.
Huh? Oh, I got you. Never mind.
Yeah, yeah.
216-474-0092. To all you fat, shaming bastards out there, is this great fat people
give
weather?
Give us a call. Back me up on this.
At Nick Wilson says, at Dustin Fox 37, picking on you. Nobody's picking on you.
I had to wear a jacket playing tennis this
morning. You spent about 7 months.
All right, now you sound like people from the South.
That's fair. You sound mighty soft.
Dude, it was like 56 degrees this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You had to wear a jacket?
Did you get hypothermia?
Or my Rafa jacket.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Get hand warmers?
Make you feel better? I didn't need that.
You didn't need that?
Yeah. Okay.
That's good, because you're a tough boy.
It was overcast.
Oh, gosh. Those clouds. They'll do it to you.
What you do, you just need to get fat.
That's true.
Then you'd enjoy it.
Not going to get fat running around the tennis court.
But then stop.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. No, you did. Like, this is the problem. When society collapses, inevitably, and I'm surviving, and I finally get to 220 pounds, and then society's rebuilt, you'll be long gone.
You can play mind games with the opponents if you could gain a little weight.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
You think, oh, this guy's not. You can't move.
You'll be the first one we eat.
That was said so earnestly. There are going to be other fatter people, and Jessica's going to be like, no. No, Nick's tastier.
That guy. He knows how to cook.
Yeah, he knows how to cook, so you
he
know he's
been
eating
good. He
knows how
to smoke his meat.
He tastes like steak. That's filet right there. Oh, there's no way to go from here. There really isn't. I want to talk about the Guardians. How do we get from eating fat people when society collapses to the Guardians? Bridge that gap to me.
So we weren't the cooler last night.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to own the parlay thing. I got greedy with the Michael Porter Jr. thing on the Nick and Dusty parlay, which we do every single weekday.
And he scored 2 points?
He was 1 for 7. So he was just 18 points shy of the 20-plus points that I threw into the parlay. Why don't I get credit for the other two parts, though? I got the Nuggets on the money line, and you wanted to take the Heat. And so I got the Nuggets on the money line, and I got Jokic 30-plus points.
Okay.
Why don't I get 80%? Why don't I get like a low B?
I'll give you a B-.
There. That's all I wanted.
Congratulations.
So I will own the MPJ stupid bet that I just was trying to, you know, quite frankly, just trying to get a little extra coin in my pocket by doing. Have no problem admitting that. If I also get credit for the other parts that I didn't lose on the parlay. I wasn't completely off in the parlay, although there were a couple people just tweeting me. And like, I was in bed and I was watching the game on my phone, getting ready to fall asleep, just trying to stay awake. And I just kept seeing like Facebook, or sorry, Twitter notification. And I just knew it was people tweeting at me about Michael Porter Jr. and including him into the damn parlay. It's okay. But we weren't the coolest because Guardians won.
Guardians won. I was back and forth between both games. Yeah, it was a good night.
I think you buried the lead a little bit there.
What was the lead?
I think the lead
is... Batman weather?
No, it was actually eating fat people when society collapses.
That was the lead?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's I am one win closer to my Gardo's prediction coming true. I got so fed up with all the meh, Guardians, all the down, and I get it. They've not played well.
Your prediction's what? They're going to be above 500 by the end of June?
No. That they will be, by the end of this month, they will be 500 or better.
Okay.
Because going into last night's game, they were six games below 500. Now, after they beat the Red Sox last night.
Yeah,
and
bro, they play the Astros and the Brewers coming up.
Yep, don't care.
Okay.
Because, see, the problem is, like, we can say, yeah, they lost to a bunch of bad teams, and that's fair. But I would say they lost. If the Guardians stop beating themselves, they have a chance to beat anybody. Right? They play a style of baseball that isn't about losing. Yes, you lose games, but the whole point of last year was, like, yeah, they feasted on some bad teams here. Yes, they had some success here and there against good teams. But more importantly, even in the games that they lost, there weren't a lot of games we looked at and said, well, the Guardians took themselves out of that one. That's been predominantly damn near 90% of the games up until the last couple weeks, where the last 2 weeks I think they're playing better baseball. So by the end of this month, and I'm doubling down, 500 or better, and I'm going to try and get Will Middlebrooks on the team on this one, coming up at 320, and I am very content with this. And I realize I'm putting them on the table, but every once in a while, in sports talk, you got to put them on the table. Mine are now on the table.
How to respond to that?
I mean, I think
you did show me your underwear the other day.
Well, no, okay. Okay, can we put a little context there?
I was wearing a burnt orange tennis outfit.
Yep.
So I had a tennis match after
from
the show.
From head to toe.
Yeah, of course.
And so I was like, oh, hey, that's the same color as my underwear.
Yeah, and then you
pulled out. And I showed a little quad.
Yeah.
You pulled
out your undies there.
Yeah. Well, okay, I pulled out my quad where my underwear were. I didn't pull out my undies. I'm not a prevert. Well, okay, I am a prevert, but I'm not
you are a prevert.
I'm not that kind of prevert.
My goodness.
It's a really good drop there. So there's only one way.
Stare down here.
Because there's only one way to go from here.
Up.
You either get on my bandwagon with my Guardians prediction.
I'm not off your bandwagon.
I've been saying
for a while now that they're going to go on like a 10-game winning streak. I just don't know that it's going to happen right now.
Yeah, that's not on my bandwagon. My bandwagon is it's happening. And we're already in the midst of a better run of baseball. And by the way, they're going to win the series tonight. Just lock that B in because I'm not the cooler here. But here's the thing, because what I cannot allow to have happen just in, you know, this is radio, we're journalists, I guess, and I cannot allow you to jump on the bandwagon if you don't get on today. Toot, toot. Oh, all of a sudden we are on the bandwagon. I'll allow it, even though I had to browbeat you into doing it.
We admit it's good fat man weather?
What's the opposite of toot, toot?
Point.
I will not. My pride, of which there's very little left a year into working with you and Keith, my pride will not allow me to say this is good fat man weather. It's either good for everyone or it's good for no one. And go whatever yourself. Can't even look you in the damn eye. This is good fat man weather. Whoa! No, that's, you know what? No, that was AI Nick Wilson, not real life Nick Wilson. I realize eventually we'll all be replaced by AI bots. I will not be replaced today. Not on a day where there's not good fat people weather.
Well, we can go to Twitter reactions if you'd like to.
Does one fat person agreed with you?
Anthony says, this is definitely good fat people weather. Just admit it, Nick. Swallow your pride like it's a nice double cheeseburger, my guy.
And the bad thing is, I'm still going through
the
withdrawals. Man, a double cheeseburger sounds so damn good right now.
Some double cheeseburgers, man.
You see what Andy Reid just said, by the way?
I did not.
So Andy Reid was asked about the White House spread because the Chiefs just went to the White House after winning the Super Bowl. And he was extremely complimentary, and he's quoted as mentioning, quote, exotic chicken fingers, end quote.
Exotic chicken fingers.
What pray tell classifies something as an exotic chicken finger? Is it when you dip it in Polynesian sauce from Chick-fil-A? Is that exotic?
It's made of ostrich meat, not chicken.
Oh.
You looked it up?
Ooh. No, that was a good guess, though.
That was a great guess.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have fooled me.
I mean, wouldn't ostrich chicken fingers just be like 7 feet long? Would they just be gigantic? I'm eating an ostrich. You know what? If anybody was going to eat an ostrich wing.
Did he call them chicken fingers or chicken tenders?
He called them chicken fingers because he's right with Jesus.
Yeah, apparently the tenders are the better cut of chicken, though.
According to? Not Andy Reid.
Not Andy Reid.
Yep. So
I don't think Andy Reid is worried about chicken tender versus chicken finger.
He's non-discriminatory.
He's not.
I will take any part of the chicken wing. I will dunk it in sauce, and then I will chop it down.
You just take the whole chicken.
That's fair. You ever? No. I about disparaged myself and all fat people, and I've had enough of that today. So like, I will not do it myself.
Like the half chicken on the menu. I'll take both of those. I'll take two of those.
Yeah.
Just make a whole chicken.
So early on, I'm just gonna say the story. Early on in dating, Ness worked a hell of a lot more than I did. She actually had like a steady job at like 3 part-time jobs. And one day I was like, oh, she's coming over for dinner and I'm going to surprise her and my parents. I got 2 of those rotisserie chickens for dinner. Well, she walked in at the perfect time of me at a table and I was trying to pull all the chicken off the bone so we could just take it instead of having to do it yourself. I was thinking I was being chivalrous, and instead what she saw was a 300-pound man deboning a chicken by himself at a table. And she was like, are you just chowing down on that? Is there anything for us? And it was the first real test of our relationship, and I still don't think we've recovered. I felt so profiled up until, and not since, until about 12 minutes ago with Fat Man Weather and I'm going to be eaten first in the event of an apocalypse.
I can only think about chicken tenders now. Exotic ones.
See? Threw you off the scent. Now you're not thinking about eating Nick Wilson.
I'm Googling it.
All right. If you guys know, what exactly are exotic chicken fingers? I got to say it right because I almost said chicken tenders. Fingers are better. We would like to know, at Nick Wilson says, at Dustin Fox. Or sorry, at Nick Wilson says, at Dustin Fox 37. That's how that goes. Mark on Twitter, damn it, saying it's absolutely the most perfect Fat Man Weather. Nick doesn't know what he's talking about.
Do you know there's different tender terminology?
Go on.
Barrel drum breaded for a made by hand look. You got just breaded.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the fritter style.
Mm-hmm. What is fritter style?
Breaded indicates more than 30% of the total product weight in batter and breading.
Ooh.
Fritter style.
Yeah, I could go for fritter style.
And then you can go pre-browned, par-fried, and...
Par-fried?
Par-fried.
What is par-fried?
Parlay.
That's a different thing. We do that at 6:45 every day.
It says par-fried. And blanched, is that something?
Blanched, yeah, that's a thing.
Par-fried and blanched.
I don't really know what it means.
I don't either. It sounds exotic.
Yeah. Maybe that's it.
Maybe that's the one.
Maybe they're the same damn chicken fingers. But somebody on the White House staff was like, these are blanched, Andy. And he was like, how exotic. I'll take 15.
Just like my shirt.
All right. I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready to
dive
open
in?
Up Pandora's box with
oh,
you.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to try and thread a needle on this one. Don't know that I will. But Lima, this morning on Ken and Anthony show, had weighed in on the Browns OTA hype, right? It started on Monday with a video of Deshaun Watson throwing to Elijah Moore and everybody lost their mind. And then yesterday, Tuesday, there was a little bit more hype. And then yesterday, there's just a lot of talk about how good the Browns looked. And then obviously today they wrapped it up. And Lima did not like the OTA hype.
In general, I think it would be huge for this Browns team to have kind of a mentality shift. And I don't know that those guys, I think they bring in new guys. The new guys are excited. The new guys come from other places and they're full of good intentions. They come in, but I almost don't hear from these guys how much work it's going to be. I just hear from them, we fixed it. We fixed this on the defensive line. We fixed this in the secondary. We fixed it with our quarterback. And it's like, you haven't fixed anything, guys. You've had like 5 practices. What are you talking about?
It's gotten to
this
point.
Takes months and months and months. And sometimes with some teams, it takes years to get all that chemistry together. You guys have fixed it with 2 mini camp practices? What are we talking about? Nowhere in sports does a good team think they fixed it in 2 practices in mini camp. That's absurd.
Well, I don't think they fixed it in 2 practices in mini camp. I think they think they're going to fix it over time, but they have to reassure us that they fixed it.
So where do you land on this? There you go.
Okay, I'm a pro. So
you're now going to be eaten first because of that.
Congratulations on all your success.
Yep. It's going to be a thing throughout
moved
the show.
Moved you up. I like it's the cannibal rankings. You are now atop the top, afternoon
I'm atop the food chain.
Yep, you are top. You are going to be
bottom of the food chain now.
You're going to be blanched, and you're going to be an exotic Dustin Fox.
No, I'm with Lime on that because it is like, dude, we've been covering this team for so long, and just every spring during these OTAs, it doesn't matter who it is, it's like things are different. Oh my God, everyone's excited. We're practicing so well. Like Deshaun looks so great. You know, it's a renewed energy. It's like, okay.
Yeah. What would make you and Anthony Lima happy then?
Me?
Is what I want. Yeah. Like what do you need to hear? Like we suck. We sucked last year.
No.
We're gonna forfeit 90% of our salary this year to atone for all of our disappointment.
I just don't want to hear it's different right now because nothing can be different now.
That's a different roster.
Yeah, but nothing's different on the field. Okay. Results-wise.
Okay, so then they say nothing about where they are?
No, you can
say... how'd you look out there? I can't tell you.
Did you just change your take from before the show in the middle of the segment?
Nope.
I thought we were on the same page.
Mm.
Oh, I pissed you off with the fat man stuff, huh? Okay. Flip-flopper. You're a flip-flopper.
No.
You are a flip-flopper.
No.
You have flip-flops on.
I do have flip-flops on.
You're wearing your flip-flops.
These are more Jesus
sandals.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you're like Jesus over here.
All right. No. I just wanted to get your honest take. I didn't want to get your take.
No, that's my take.
Influenced by my take.
My take is you can't solve anything in two practices.
Yeah, but
you can be happy and say things are great, but like it's different. Things are going to okay. Prove it.
But okay, but they haven't had a chance to prove it.
Yeah, but you can also say like we got a long way to go. Like we're just learning all this new stuff. It's not like, oh my God, I mean Deshaun Watson, what a different leader he is. What? It's two practices.
Yeah, okay. I honestly do see where you and Lima are coming from it. I tend to look at OTA content, meaning like videos on social media.
So absurd.
Well, no, absurd.
I'm fine to watch it, but I'm not going to be like, oh, because he threw a great pass to Elijah Moore.
Yes.
On June 7th.
Yes. That undoes
that means
the cultural
jack
issues.
Squat yes. When it comes to the season in a few months.
But I do, okay, there is something mean-spirited. Like, I don't have a problem with fans enjoying that content.
I don't have a problem with that either.
But I don't hear anybody in the media listening to whatever these guys have said and saying, I agree with them. Listen, they've turned it around.
A lot of it is just me learning from my mistakes in the past because I've been out there. I've seen some throws. Hell, I remember posting videos of Deshaun Kizer saying this is the greatest quarterback the Browns have had in X amount of years.
Missed it by that much. Yeah, you just still got time on that one. He's a young man.
And listen, maybe that's not a fair comparison, but like these guys are in shells. They're in shorts and helmets, and they're playing against air. There's no pass rush. Any quarterback... Hell, we talked about Brian Hoyer looking good during OTAs.
Let me ask you, what do you think any team... Okay, I know we played Deebo Samuel yesterday. One guy came out and said, I sucked last year. I'm not doing that again. Anybody else you hear in OTAs being like, it doesn't matter, it's just OTAs, and talk to me after 4 weeks of the season. Because here's the thing, you can kick the can down the road at thinking things have changed at... Literally all the time. You can get 4 weeks in and go, it's only 4 weeks in. Talk to me in 8 weeks. You can literally do that with everything.
No, I don't think that's the case. I think once we get into games and we actually have a sample size, we can actually have a conversation about what the team's going to do and what it looks like. This is nothing.
I think it's overreaction to overreaction. Like, do you really think to a man that the Browns believe... That's me slapping my hands together in case you can hear it. Okay, we're good. We're good to go here.
I that's been the mentality in that building for 20 years.
Yeah, but see, again, I think that's a generalization that isn't specific to this team. And by the way, I think that's
It's the same coach. It's the same general manager. There's a lot of the same players from last year. Yeah, you've added some new pieces, but we don't even know those pieces are going to fit.
Yeah, okay, but like, isn't
this... I'm not wrong.
Well, no, I'm not saying you are. Because honestly, I think both sides of overreaction lose their spot in reality at some point. I don't hear anybody shouting Super Bowl, Super Browns. I sure as hell don't hear the Browns shouting Super Bowl, Super Browns. So like, I just don't know why it's like, why anybody... They're selling a fight. Every team does this, whether you're a team that has a chance to win the Super Bowl or whether you're a team that, quite frankly, is dog butt. And you know, the Houston Texans, I guarantee you, the Houston Texans are like, let me tell you, it's different this year. D'Amico's here. We got C.J. Stroud. We're going to do this. Like, if we're going to go ahead and parse apart everything they say, at some point they can't say a damn thing right.
No. Listen. I just, my biggest question is, I don't even know if these guys know what it takes to win.
Well, can't you say that about most teams in the Browns situation, whether it's this year or most years? Like the Browns are on this really important precipice where it's, you know what, or get off the pot, right? So a lot of teams that have been the dregs of the NFL, like the Browns have been for 20 years, mm-hmm. a lot of teams, and sometimes it's 3 or 4 years in, like we are with Stefanski and Barry, a lot of teams find themselves here, and probably 50% advance and probably 50% fall back to being the dregs. And I don't think, like, I think I've heard a lot of, well, it's different. I haven't heard a lot of people, or at least guys who are here last year, saying bad feelings gone, you know, bleep the past, now we're good. The most of the guys who are like, oh yeah, we got this, are guys who haven't been here, like Za'Darius or Juan Thornhill. And I, like, personally, if I were just friends with them, I'd say, maybe tamp down on that a little bit. But that's about as far as I would go on.
I don't know. I mean,
the hype is out the barn.
Greg Newsom was talking yesterday about how Deshaun's such a different leader already. Like, it's so early.
Well, but what does a different leader mean? Like, to me, what,
I don't even know it. Like, what can he possibly do right now that would be?
Well, I mean, he took him to Puerto Rico. He didn't do that last year.
Okay.
Well, no, but like, are you telling me?
I thought he did take guys on a trip last year.
But it didn't go to Puerto Rico.
No, I think they were in Texas last year.
Whatever, they went on a trip.
That was a bad comparison. I lost that one. I'll take the L on that one. But when it comes to overall, do you think there's not a difference in leadership from a guy that might have been preoccupied by very serious off-the-field trial issues
and not
knowing?
There may be, but guys were raving about him last camp.
I think you can leave some room here where maybe Browns players aren't blowing smoke. Maybe this isn't just the typical PR thing that we do of saying the right thing at the right time, because I bet you Deshaun probably feels a little bit freer. I bet you Deshaun feels like he's a little bit more in control of his place on this team, because he's also not a new guy anymore. It's not just you have all this stuff over your head. It's also you're not a new guy. Like,
I don't know how he can feel free. There's the most pressure on this guy in the world.
Yeah,
for this season.
I got to be honest with you. I bet you the pressure feels a little different. The pressure last year, he doesn't have the scrutiny of last year.
Actually, I feel like him playing just 6 games last year, there wasn't a lot of pressure. Like, okay,
I'm talking about off season pressure.
Yeah,
like all off season, it was Deshaun Watson's a bad guy. Deshaun Watson shouldn't be traded. Deshaun Watson this. Deshaun Watson should be in jail. It was all these very serious personal things. I'm sure there are still people with things to say about Deshaun Watson, the human being, this offseason, but it's not being espoused by literally every national media member.
Yeah, and I don't even care about that at this point. I'm just talking about the on-the-field stuff.
Well, but I do think, like, I think that probably has not having that kind of constant.
I don't know how Deshaun Watson can feel free until he gets on the field in September and plays in games and plays well.
I would agree to some degree. I think the ultimate freedom is he gets to that feeling where he can throw for 4 touchdowns in a game, control a game, and bam, I'm back.
That's what I'm talking about.
But that's different. That doesn't mean you can't find that's not the only salvation for Deshaun. That's not the only way to feel better. I hate to be just as cliche as this. Him moving on from that is a journey, and that doesn't just start when he's good at football again.
He went to the Bahamas last year, by the way.
Oh, I'd actually rather.
That's not even anywhere close to.
I'd rather be in the Bahamas.
Puerto Rico, 216-474. I took the L. I took the damn L, Keith. I didn't need an additional L. 216.
Keith made sure to double down on that L.
Yeah. See you again.
Beep, boop.
Who attacked who? 216-474.
That's better than the double L.
0092.
Remember the double L? Almost got a fight there. Yeah. I don't have a problem with positivity. People are taking this the wrong way. Mm. I don't have a problem with guys being positive.
Mm.
It's just the idea that, like, something has changed in 2 practices. It's impossible.
Yeah, I don't recall anybody saying anything's actually changed in practice. Like, I guess my point is,
you didn't hear Njoku's talk?
What did Njoku say?
Well, I don't have the exact clip. I'll paraphrase. Keith, do you remember what he said? It was more like something along the lines of just different energy. It feels different.
Well, that's energy is different.
I feel like he says it every year.
Well, okay, that might actually be true. I think of David and Miles. Garrett is kind of two sides of the same coin. They both tend to say the right things when the stakes are very low. So I certainly understand that. I think there's a history of that. But, I think it makes sense that the energy's different. I think if there was bad energy at the end of last regular season, and maybe you had a couple of bad actors, including Jadeveon Clowney, I think the fact that you brought in guys, what was the Browns' focus for most of the offseason? Bringing in good locker room guys. It's one of the reasons why we've heard they like Juan Thornhill. It's one of the reasons why Za'Darius Smith is a guy that's really interesting, because Za'Darius, when things are good, is supposed to be a great influence on the locker room.
Yeah, well, things better be good.
So because you asked for it, we're going to go ahead and play the David Njoku sound right here talking about the energy at Browns camp.
It feels amazing. It feels amazing. The energy is immaculate out here. We're just putting in that work, you know, being together, having a great time doing it.
Okay. Trade him. Cut him.
No, dude, shut up. You are loving painting me as the bad guy here.
Okay, that's a little conspiratorial. One of us has said that the other is going to be eaten first in the event of an apocalypse. I have not said that about you. No, I'm just trying to understand. I'm not trying to paint you in any way, I promise.
This isn't like a hot take. I just am like, okay, I want to see the team get better on the field. I don't want to hear about OTA practices and how good guys look in their skivvies.
Well, okay, but who do you not want to hear it from? Because the fans are kind of, I think, where Lyman you are, which is, we'll talk in, you know, week four. So, what should the team say? If this isn't, if we're talking about good energy, if we're talking about Deshaun looking better this year, if we're talking about all those things, what can they say that would appease people that are, over it?
Probably nothing, honestly. No, probably nothing.
Because I guess my thing is, I would rather, hey, vibes are good, than ho-hum Kev. You and I the other day, we got into it about Myles Garrett and what he said, where he was like, I'm not throwing Joe Woods under the bus, and then he proceeded to throw Joe Woods in the bus.
And then ran over him back and forth.
There was nothing left. There was not even, the carcass was not there anymore. It was just kind of vapor trail. And you were like, well, I wish you wouldn't have done that. And I understood your point, but I was like, well, I'd rather that than Kev. There's at least some honesty, and I'm not going to throw Joe Woods under the bus than throwing Joe Woods under the bus and talking about Jim Schwartz's defense, as opposed to, it's a fat man, great day for a fat man, and the sun is shining, and it's 70 degrees. And I would rather the good vibes talk, because I think we all agree to some degree it doesn't mean anything.
Let's score more points than the other team.
I would much rather this than, I don't know, more outlandish, less outlandish. And I also, part of this is, listen, I might be more inclined to agree with Lima if I didn't feel as good about the Browns on paper as I do. I think we should feel, we might have deluded ourselves a little bit last year. The Browns had a lot to overcome.
I think we've deluded ourselves a little bit this year too. I mean, to think that we've solved, for instance, right? Greg Newsom's man, I'm going to have to cover for a couple seconds. How do we know that?
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been a pass rush. We haven't seen these guys play. That's great to be hopeful that that's going to be the case, but we don't know.
Well, yeah, but you can say, I'll just go back to, I'm not trying to move the argument here, but I think you can say that about anybody saying anything positive or exciting about their team in the offseason. And I think the reason why Greg said that is,
honestly, dude, if this were the middle of training camp, I would feel a lot better about it, because we'd actually see the guys. They'd be actually hitting and running real drills and have pads on, all that stuff, and we'd have a good feel for what these guys can be.
Except for this year, because they're going to go to Greenbrier in West Virginia. That actually does cheese me off a little bit. But that's neither here nor there.
No, I actually think it's the best thing for the team. Get the hell out of here. Get away from your homes and all the distractions, and go down there to the beautiful hills of West Virginia.
Beautiful hills, huh?
Mountains.
Actually, the mountains are beautiful.
They're awesome.
It's the people in West Virginia that give you pause for going back.
They're not
going
to deal with the people.
You never know.
No.
Greenbrier's awesome. They're not going to try to go out to the local West Virginia club at 3:30 in the morning?
They may try. They're not going to have any luck.
Yeah, just if any of the Browns are listening, don't do that.
No, it's not a good idea.
No, we're not. No, just no. I've been through West Virginia. Just no. Yeah, the only thing Kevin Stefanski has actually said this week is actually a stray towards babies. Remember when he was like, get away from that crying infant. I'm like, okay, take it easy there, buddy boy. Won't say a damn thing about Perrion Winfrey, who just magically appeared on the field today. What in the last 3 days?
What's going on with
this dude? Well, we're going to get to that later.
All right.
Can't say a damn thing about the guy who's being investigated by police in Houston, but these damn babies, got to get away from them in camp. That's why we won 7 games last year. Just kidding, Kev. Being a little embellishing just a little bit here. I would probably agree with you and Lima more if I didn't feel as good about where the Browns are. And I know that we're still talking about them on paper. But I think, you mentioned training camp. What do you really learn at training camp? Like, training camp is just a much more hyped up, loud, and bigger event of OTAs.
No, it's a lot different.
We were all talking, and rightfully so, he did look different than every other quarterback we'd seen throw. We're talking about how great Deshaun looked last camp, last July, last August. And the guy went out there, and everybody agrees he played like crap for 6 games at the end of last season.
But then he missed 11 games. He wasn't around the team for 11 games.
But I think my point was, we saw a lot of things. That was just one, we saw a lot of things. So we're like, oh.
I'm guessing, Nick, that if he would have played week one, he'd have been a lot better.
Well, no, but my point is, we thought we saw something out of Jordan Elliott. We thought we saw something out of the safeties, which we didn't really see from Grant Delpit until the last 5 games, 8 games of the year. So it's not that I think you guys are absolutely wrong. I don't think you guys are being negative Cleveland media. I'll say one last time. It feels like the outrage to the outrage. Or sorry, not outrage. Overreaction to the overreaction.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.